Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Wednesday afternoon. We've got a lot of material that we have to cover, a lot of issues that need to be addressed, but I'm thrilled to say that somebody who I have long admired and long enjoyed reading and watching and listening to, making some time for us this afternoon, is Bishop Aubrey Shines. And what can I tell you? I'm just happy to have him here. Aubrey, thank you for being here.
Jeff, always great being with you. Thanks again for having me.
It is truly my my privilege and my pleasure. Let me start by asking you, as truly a devoted man of God, you look at what happened yesterday at the White House, where President Trump was able to bring together people that, I don't know, 5 years ago never would have thought about looking at politely, let alone agreeing to work together, right? I mean, you got to feel the same way I do, just sort of getting the warm and the fuzzies.
Listen, I'm over the top for a lot of different reasons, Jeff. First of all, it's been literally over 25 years since we've seen anything even remotely close to this. And I share a sense of excitement, and I have to be fully transparent when I say this. My mother's Jewish. I have a family of one side of my family is Jewish. So there is a delight that I don't know would take me 10,000 interviews with you and a million other callers just to express what this president has just done. If this holds, is unbelievably probably one of the best things in your in my life that we've ever seen. And again, you're talking about a guy on this phone right now that has studied the Quran, understands its tenets, understands the theocracies in which those states and countries are governed by. And for President Donald J. Trump to pull this off, it's magnanimous. I've never seen anything like this. This is really good news, and all Americans should be breathing not only a sigh of relief, we should be very grateful for this administration being able to do something, Jeff, we've never seen before.
Yeah. Now, we should all be celebrating this, and as you know, and I know, the left and their helpers in the media have been trashing it. And I, if nothing else, I've got to give them credit for imagination, because they're able to pull negatives out of this that I don't know. I don't see. Maybe it was about what color socks some of these guys were wearing. But, man, they weren't going to be stopped, Aubrey.
No, they wasn't. And, you know, one of the things, Jeff, that I reflected on is just a few years ago when the prime minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, when he was here under the Obama administration, I know this for a fact, they took him through the back door to see not just Netanyahu, but other representatives of Bahrain and other places that were able to stand in front and unite as a united front. What an incredible moment. And then to see those in the media And you understand the pundancy of, you know, the opposite party. But even there, it should be an element, in my opinion, Jeff, of civility. We're not seeing that any longer. This is one of those moments that even if you're an enemy to someone, if it's for the good of the nation, where's the sense of United States of America being echoed and amplified at an historic? And listen, we have an opportunity to probably have such success with other countries joining. This should just almost be a moment that we're all grateful that we're seeing something great happen. Even if your guy or girl wasn't the cheerleader to make it happen, at least pause and take a moment and be grateful that it is happening, because in the long run, Jeff, it benefits all of us.
Right. Oh my gosh, as usual, Aubrey, you're spot on. Let's talk a little bit about the election, right? We're, I don't know, 50 days away, whatever it is. You take a look at what's going on. What's your sense of this, Aubrey?
I was just in Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia, a week ago at roundtable and speaking to a conclave of leaders here. And off record, I said to them, because that question was asked many, many times from several of the key leaders across the country to myself. And one of the things that I must confess, Jeff, I'm very, very concerned about, and that is the fraudulent attempt by some to avert a election because it's going in a direction that they don't like. And I'm very concerned about that. Again, I'm not a conspiratorial-minded person. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, if we're not really careful and watchful and really getting out there voting, I fear that we'll see something that we've perhaps, at least in our generation, we've never seen before. The flip side is that I'm watching black and white and brown all get together, and they seem to be uniting in unison as it relates to this country moving in a certain direction. Jeff, mm-hmm. The Black Lives Matter polls, they're shrinking thanks to groups like ours, Conservative Clergy of Color. We're highlighting, you know, the atrocities that they believe in, Marxism. They hate the nuclear family. And so we're seeing all shades of all Americans saying, wait a minute, there's something happening here. And this is going to sound weird, but it's really not, at this point, in my opinion, even about the current president, it's about Americans that are saying, we're going in a certain direction. We like this direction. And I can tell you, working grassroots level, I'm seeing men and women of all ideological slant. I see them now uniting, saying, no, we like this direction, whether it's economics, whether it's, you know, making sure that poor white and black and brown kids have school choice. All these ideals are resonating within various communities of all colors. I like what's going on, and we can only hope and pray and make sure that we're engaged, Jeff, to make sure that this election is not stolen.
Yes. Yes, that is a wonderful, wonderful point. Bishop Aubrey Shines is joining us, and truly someone that I have tremendous respect for and a great appreciation for his activities. AubreyShines.com is his website, the best one, I think, to get to him through AubreyShines.com. Aubrey, let's talk about that election. Let's talk about motivating people. We had, until this coronavirus thing, the greatest economy that America had ever seen, and it was impacting every American, black, white, short, tall, Jew, Gentile, it didn't matter. Everybody was mm-hmm. was doing better. As you are doing this outreach, as you are interacting, as you point out, with concerned clergy of color, what is their feedback to you from their respective communities?
Same way that you just echoed, I think eloquently, exactly what they're saying. I mean, again, all Americans, take the color thing out. All Americans was experiencing something that none of us have experienced before. I remember being in college thinking about this thing called NAFTA. I understood it then. I was, you know, a big Middle Eastern politic guy during that time as well. And I remember the statements of Anwar Sadat and some of the others. And fast forward, 2020, I'm listening at my colleagues, their congregants, black and white alike, They're looking at a bigger picture, and the bigger picture is our economy was on fire. They were hearing things like, hey, why can't a poor mom or poor dad, regardless of their skin color, why can't they take their tax dollar and put their kids in whatever school they so desire? These were the things that are still resonating, Jeff. And I tell you, I see this on a daily basis because we are actually that engaged. Mm-hmm. And I'm listening at all Americans, black or white, doesn't matter. They're saying, wait a minute. We like this direction. We like that other countries are not able to rip us off because we have a president that is saying, hey, enough of that. We're going to stop that, and we're going to tax you for doing that. We love the idea that we're seeing walls built up, not because we hate people on our southern border, but just like the rest of us on this that's listening here right now, we want to know who's coming in our home, not because we hate them. We just want to be able to monitor, make sure they have good intentions. We have a president that's doing this. That is, Jeff, what I'm hearing from every quarter of this country, and especially among some of our chief black, white, Hispanic clergymen across this nation. Those are the exact words that I'm hearing over and over again.
I love it. I love it. Now, Aubrey, I have to ask you on the faith front, because I know you're busy doing all of this outreach and political stuff, but any ideas with all of this COVID and the closed downs here and there? Are you hearing about churches that are reopening their doors? Are you going to be back in a pulpit anytime soon?
Well, I have news for you, Jeff. We never shut down, my friend. I took a week off. Yeah, I'm in the state of Florida. I'm certainly, my heart is heavy for friends across the nation that are just now coming into it. But we are in services down here. And again, my heart really breaks across this nation when I see guys that I know out in California and Illinois and some of the other places, they've not been able to gather. And the truth is, it's been devastating, not just for the congregants, but for all of the society, because the church is the hope of our nation. These are the principles, the Judeo-Christian ethos that this whole nation has been built upon. We're the institution that gives the hope. You shut down hope, and people become hopeless. This is why we're seeing this incline of suicide and incline of addictions of all magnitude. Church has got to get back open. This is why you have to have and be involved, not you and I, but individuals in these various states where these governors are really acting as if though they're some sort of despots, and they're pretending to be this dictator who they are. We got to stop them. And I mean that at the voting booth, as well as, you know, through civic discourse, of course. Yep. And we got to make sure that hope gets back into America. This is what's going to sustain us. This is, by the way, my friend, what created us and helped us fight against the various internal atrocities that we dealt with as a nation. Our church has got to get active again.
So true. I'll tell you what, when I am able to travel again, you know, one of my goals is to get down there to Florida, because I got to be there on a Sunday and watch you preach.
Well, listen, we'll pay you to say amen if it doesn't come out good. But we'd love to have you, Jeff. We love the work. And I mean this, no flattery. You're doing a fantastic job. This is why we follow the work that you're doing, because you're really, really making a real impact on all Americans in your we just think it's fantastic, the work that you're doing.
Well, you are a fine man. You are, I don't know that any of that is true, but it's very kind. And I look forward to having you back again soon. And I mean it from the bottom of my heart. God bless you, my brother.
Thanks again, Jeff. Love you guys. Thanks.
Thank you. That is Bishop Aubrey Shines. If you want to check out Aubrey's writings and teachings, aubreyshines.com is a great starting point. One of the organizations with which he is involved is Concerned Clergy of Color. And these are clergymen and women across the country that are in the black community, the Latino community, the Asian community, every group that's out there, every group that is considered to be a subset. Now, we ought not be. We ought to be just all God's children, I know. But look, it's the real world, and this is how the way some things operate. But anyway, good guy, and I would suggest you check out what he is all about. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.